This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Boy, do we have some news to report to you today. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, you're listening to. Needless to say, we're going to discuss the Democrat debate. I know. Last week's news? No, it isn't. That's going to linger. The stench of it continues. You ever smell the like a rotting corpse? Like maybe you trapped a mouse and it went too long. You ate poison and ran away, and then you finally go, ooh, you know, and you track it down because you just smell just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. If you ever had anything close to that, let me tell you what. You know what the Democrat debate was like. Man, did they stink it up. Woo! KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Did you watch it? Freak show. I've seen some strange things come out of Hollywood, folks, but nothing mimics life like the freak fest that is the Democratic Party. Needless to say, we're going to delve into that quite a bit this broadcast, because, man, it was ugly. Yep. And the fallout is interesting to me, and we're going to get into that a little bit deeper, but, man, they didn't even have all the candidates. They're missing some people. Guy named Sestek. He wasn't in. There are 24, 20 something. There was 20 debaters and only four. So four of them are odd man out. They didn't get a chair. I thought they were the party of inclusion. Yeah. Boy, and even before De Blasio goes to Miami. Did you guys see that? He goes to Miami. He's talking to the Cubans, and he gives a slap in the face to him, a Che Guevara quote, and they're like, are you kidding? That's who we fought against. De Blasio, I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, my goodness, man. It is ugly out there. But, by the way, Democrats, the Minnesota City Council decided they didn't want to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Do I need to tell you who the Minnesota City Council is? Do I need to tell you that these are leftist Democrats? And you wonder why Minnesota is Somalia? You wonder why Dearborn, Michigan might as well be as Islamabad? Who does this? What have I told you folks about the Democrats and their hatred of America? They detest us. Woo! Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. We got a lot to talk about today. And you know what we could cover? We could cover all the great news about the economy. There's going to be some good news, too, by the way, on that front. But what about all the things that we're missing? I mean, the Jussie Smollett, Russian collusion, where's that gone? Where are all the House panels and the discussions around who's going to go to jail and why didn't this happen? You know, and the new evidence. And they interviewed Hope Hicks. What happened with that? Or Miss Lewandowski? Nothing happened. You want to know why? There's nothing there. And so all this news is bad news for the Democrats. I'm about to give you some good news for you and some bad news for the Democrats. You just hang on. It's coming. Iran in the news, right? You guys been watching this, I know. Now, I'm going to get back to this. To all things, let me tell you, the epicenter of everything we're going to talk about is crazy leftism. It's the epicenter. When you ask yourself, why did Kevin just go off on a tangent? I'm not off on a tangent. It'll all circle back into the epicenter, the hub, which is crazy leftism. I want you to understand that Democrats hate this country. They hate what it has become because it's a simple premise. Leftists love to ruin things. And here's what they do. They ruin it so they can pretend that they fixed it. They are the firefighters who set the fire. And then go, there's a fire, it's such and such. And you're like, how did he know? There wasn't even any smoke. Because, yeah, he's about to set it. He's about to call it in. Boop. click the switch, you know, the phone switch that sets off the fuse, it has the thing, and they're like, he's dang near psychic. Or he goes in and he knows exactly how to put the fire out because he's orchestrated. That's what Democrats do. The problem is, when they try to manipulate the system, it always goes wrong. And you know how they did it just recently? They tried a coup against your president. And now they fight for their political lives. You ever watch? I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen anybody that can't swim go in the water. It's not a fun thing to watch. It really isn't. I mean, whether they accidentally, and sometimes they can do it in water they can stand up in. I have a friend that can't swim but got thrown in the water in like the 3-foot pool but thought they were in like the deep, like it was deep. And they was flailing around and five people going, stand up, just stand up. But they couldn't hear. So they thought they were in deep water. Well, the Democrats are flailing around. But the difference is they are in deep water. There is nothing that's going to save the Democrats. KJRadio.com, Kevin Jackson here, giving you the good news. Good news. See, America got to see the Democrats in full display. 20 of them. There was a woman on there. She was talking, and I swear, I was like, how did she get in this race? You guys know what I'm talking. She was a pseudo attractive blonde lady. I don't know who she is. And she said it was like watching the. And then the grass was growing and. I had my shoe in my hand, and let's just, you know, something politics. And you're going, whoa. It was crazy. I can't even tell you what she said because it was so bizarre. And they keep, by the way, I didn't watch it. I just saw the clips. But I was like, well, who is that? I don't even know who she is. I'm not even kidding you. It was that Amy Klobuchar. It wasn't Amy Klobuchar because I think I know what she looks like. It wasn't her. The Democrats showed America who they are. And I'm going to give you some news. Because I've been making predictions on things. And people are like, I don't know, Kevin, where? I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. First of all, Donald Trump will win. Secondly, the Republicans will get the House back. And when they do, they are going to take the next 4 years. Not because of the Republicans. Let me be clear. The Republicans are as feckless as the Democrats. But because of Donald Trump and the people that he's now put in place, because he firmly has his sea legs, they are going to dismantle the Democrat Party. And not because of any vindictive or destructive reasons. Only because the Democratic Party has dismantled itself. And you got a chance to see that during the debate. And more are coming. More is coming here soon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Before I get back to these debates, they found the dude who killed that Lukey girl, whatever her name was, a University of Utah girl, and it was some black dude who was building a quiet room in his basement. He had a contractor who was putting in, he says, I want this room soundproof. He had hooks on the wall and a host of other stuff. And I don't need to tell you that he is not only leftist, but I will tell you this. He is a product of leftism. And there are two different things. Be clear. One is you can be a leftist, but the real question is, how do you become it? So it's two links in the chain. And he was created. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Black dude brutally kills a white woman because he had built this torture chamber is what it is. And let me tell you something, folks. There are many people like him. They are plotting to take your children and to do bad things to them. They're plotting to take you and do bad things to you. And it is a product of leftism. It is all the culture of the left. sexualizing this, minimalizing that, objectifying people, that all the things that they want us, they want to put on us, they teach and they do. There are people in this country who have torture chambers, and it isn't because their partner is into BDSM. It's because they are waiting to get you at a gas somewhere by yourself, so they can take you and torture you. Don't think I'm kidding. I'm not playing at all. Being dead serious. And it's a product of these crazy leftists. The very people that you saw in that debate are the people who don't care about killing a baby at birth. I was talking about this. They found that baby. You remember the one? They found her in a bag, and the cops came out. We were so fortunate. People heard the baby crying, and everybody, oh, my God, they saved the baby. And it was all over the news. There was CNN, HLN, MSNBC. Oh, so they got police talking about how they heard the baby, they unzipped, took it out of the plastic, etc. And I'm sitting there going, leftists are, oh my gosh, it's such a feel-good story. And you know what it was? They hate cops, and they hate newborn babies. Yeah, they hate them both. Because the left will kill that child. We could celebrate that. We as conservatives could go, oh my God, police responded, found a baby, and saved that baby. Because you know why? We respect the law, and we respect life. But you know what the left will do? The poor girl who had to give up that baby, can you imagine what she did to put that baby in plastic and take it outside and kill it? She's a hero. They will make a hero out of a chick that tried to kill her baby. That's what they'll do. But no, they want you to believe that they care about police and they care about babies. And I even said, hey, BLM, black people, is this thing on? Because that was a white baby. Why don't you get out there and have the NAACP? If that had been a black baby, nobody would even care. Nobody would care about the black babies. But even the NAACP knows to keep their mouth shut, because they've been paid off by Planned Parenthood to allow them to do what? Kill black babies. Oh, yeah, Kevin Jackson explaining it all to you. Now, you may be getting a chuckle out of all of this, because there is some irony here. There's a bit of sarcasm in the way I say it. But as we do here at the Black Sphere and on the Kevin Jackson Show, we give you that truth. That underlying gut punch of truth wrapped in a little bit of the humor. But I want you to think about what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that a cop goes on TV, says we found a baby, it's all over TV, and the left pretends to care. But in reality, they don't care about the cop, and they don't care about that baby. They would just as soon kill either one of them. And you know who's condoning it? All 20 of those can't. All people at the debate. There's 24 that want to be president. In the giveaway sweepstakes. I'm going to give you, your college should be free. Your college should be free. Oh, yeah. College should be free. Child care should be free. I'll tell you what. Why not pay off my gambling debts? I don't gamble, but if I could get the government to pay off my debts, maybe I would take it up as a hobby. Why not just do it all? It's all going to be free. Because Bernie Sanders said, oh, and by the way, Bernie's going to tax the middle class. I think we have a clip of Bernie saying he's going to tax the middle class. That's a fun clip. Because Bernie's telling you, in the end, you're going to do better. Yeah, I think we have it.
You said you would have to raise taxes on the middle class.
Yeah. Raise taxes on the middle class, but at the end of the day, they're going to be paying less for health care than they are right now. If you're paying $15,000 a year for health care right now in premiums and in deductibles and out-of-pocket costs, and I raise your taxes by $7,500, you're $7,500 to the good. You'll say, thank you very much, Bernie. Let's not get into this Republican nonsense. The American people are smarter than that, and they understand that if we can do away with premiums and co-payments and deductibles and out-of-pocket expenses, they will save money on health care.
You were standing next to Joe Biden. You're in the same era.
Why would the middle class want to have their taxes raised? And why would the middle class even want to have their private health insurance eliminated?
First of all, why would the middle class not want to continue to pay outrageously high premiums and have huge amounts of very high deductibles and co-payments And why would the American people want to continue to spend almost twice as much per person on health care as do the people of any other country? Why would the American people want to pay the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs? We're going to cut the cost of prescription drugs in half. You think that's a radical idea? It is not, because that's what the rest of the world is paying.
I love how Bernie rationalizes his point of view. Why would the middle class want to... Well, let me tell you why, Bernie. Because most people don't get sick that often. That's why. So they don't want you just taking money out when they don't need it. They would rather do it at their own pace. See, that's the thing about insurance. Some people believe in it and roll the dice, and other people go, I don't care. It's like life insurance, which is technically death insurance. Nobody requires you to have it. Those who do, they leave something for posterity. There are people that go, I don't care if I leave posterity anything. I don't care if I leave my kids. Black folks are this way. They don't care. They want enough insurance to pay for their funerals. Pretty much, I'm just telling you, for the most part, insurance, life insurance is mostly carried by corporations. When I was in work, I had like a percentage of my salary that the company would pay to my, you know, if I died, pay to my family. But most of the time, nobody really cares about that.
You said you would have to raise taxes on the middle class.
Yeah, raise taxes on the middle class. But at the end of the day, they're going to be paying less for health care than they are right now. If you're paying $15,000 a year for health care right now in premiums and in deductibles and out-of-pocket costs, and I raise your taxes by $7,500, you're $7,500 to the good. You'll say, thank you very much, Bernie. Let's not get into this Republican nonsense. The American people are smarter than that. And they understand that if we can do away with premiums and co-payments and deductibles and out-of-pocket expenses, they will save money on health care.
You're standing next to Joe Biden.
Anyway, we got more to talk about. Keep it going.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protesters in Hong Kong are storming the legislative complex today to mark the anniversary to the return of Chinese rule. The protesters used metal carts, poles, and pieces of scaffolding to slam into the building's reinforced glass, which finally broke. Demonstrators are continuing to protest against a law that would allow people accused of crimes in Hong Kong to be sent to mainland China to be tried. Iran is acknowledging it has broken the limits set on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium by the 2015 nuclear deal, marking its first major departure from the agreement since the United States withdrew. President Trump is back in Washington, D.C. after meeting in North Korea with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Former ambassador to the U.N. Bill Richardson tells Fox News regarding that meeting.
This visit may restart stalled nuclear talks that were going nowhere.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bernie Sanders says he's going to raise your middle class taxes and you're going to like it because you're going to get free health care. You're also going to get free college. But if it turns out that you don't want to go to college and you don't get sick, well, guess what? That's just life. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Democrats are vicious, disingenuous liars. It's that simple. If you are a member of that party, and I'm just going to give you the straight skinny on who represents you. It's liars and scoundrels. And if you are condoning that, you're a liar and a scoundrel yourself because you want something for nothing. You believe government should be, you know, just bled dry. In other words, the taxpayers should be bled dry on the whims of a bunch of bureaucrats who wouldn't, I mean, you wouldn't put, if it was your money, I'm talking about your money that you would have to live on day to day, you wouldn't give a bureaucrat your money if your life depended on it. You wouldn't give a bureaucrat your money. The debates happened. Ted Cruz said this: the clown car is broken, there's no brake, and it only steers left. And I will tell you, I didn't watch it because I would have rather watched old feminists get in and out of their pantyhose or change their bras than watch that so-called debate. It was a farce. I didn't get to talk about it last week because we had to run a best of show on Friday. I was traveling, but I did see a few things that I wanted to bring up. So the professionalism of MSNBC, I don't know if you, the clips that I saw. I don't know how you feel about political pundits, but if you find Rachel Maddow to be a serious journalist and to be good at what she does, you don't know what journalism is. I'll tell you this right now. I didn't study journalism in school. I know nothing about it. I don't know the codes that they run with. I only know, you know, what I've been told. But here's what I'll tell you. I'm a better journalist than Rachel Maddow. I'm a better pundit than Rachel Maddow. She may make money. People may know her. She may be exalted in her circles, but she's living a lie. And Rachel Maddow knows it, and so does anybody that watches her. It wasn't just her. I'm just saying MSNBC as a whole, it was a horrible production. The president tweeted about it, but he didn't need to tell me. I saw two clips and went, you've got to be kidding. And you hear Maddow, they love to sound like they know what they're talking about and they're all professional and it's a joke. Unbelievable. Third World Network is what it looked like. And let me tell you, if you're a Democrat right now and you don't understand, you need some new leadership. It showed that the Democrats, that debate showed that the Democrats are either old or they have no new ideas, which in effect means they're old. It's not an age thing. I'm talking about tired, old, same mantras over and over. They're going to tax us. Donald Trump shows the success of how to run an economy, and these clowns still do the same thing, say the same thing. Doesn't matter. They had it under Obama. They had everything they're talking about under Obama. They had the best opportunity to implement all their crazy, lame brain plans, and most of them they did, and they failed miserably. Anyway, two oldest dudes at the club is who Biden and Bernie Sanders look like. I mean, I'm not you. It was me and a buddy of mine years ago. We would say we'd go out clubbing, and there's always some old school cat in the club, and we would always go, "Man, I don't want to be that dude." You know, divorced and still coming to the club, trying to pick up, you know, younger girls because he thinks he still has it. That's what Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden look like to me. And Kamala Harris delivered a knockout blow to Biden's racist career, calling him out for his friendships with segregationists. By the way, I told you guys this was going to happen. I told you that Biden would be attacked and is not going to survive this. And I'm going to go further as we go into the broadcast. I'll explain how he's not going to survive it. But anyway, I was a little girl, alluding to her being a little black girl being bussed and talking about how she was a second, you know, set of black kids. All a bunch of lies. All a bunch of, you know, she was ready to go too, by the way. She was ready to go. As soon as she said it, her staffers tweeted it out and with a picture of her as a little girl in ponytails and all that. And it's a joke. By the way, I don't even know that she's legit to be president. Even, I mean, not that she's ever going to make it, but her father is Jamaican, her mother is Indian, from India, and she grew up in Canada. They became citizens, but I don't know that she was born here. I don't even know that she is technically constitutionally qualified to be president, but we'll get more into this, because I'm going to go ahead and be a spoiler alert here. She's now the odds-on favorite for the Democrats to become, not become president, but become their nominee. That's how one question has knocked Biden out of the saddle. We'll get to it in a bit. But as I was watching the clips of what when she attacked Biden about his racist career, because he was anti-busing, and I'll be honest with you, I don't really, why should you bus people out of their neighborhoods to go to, quote, better schools? Isn't that a condemnation of the school system? But so if Biden was anti-busing, I'm not going to be against him. Now, I know Biden, he shouldn't have been associating with these segregationists, but I'm giving you one of the things that she was talking about, the busing thing. I was bused. That little girl was me. I was that little girl. Anyway, Biden was definitely a casualty of the debate, as was his old, feeble socialist pal Bernie Sanders. Watching Sanders, to me, is like watching an old man boxing. Or, I don't know, trying to figure out how to put on his socks or something. In his Bermuda shorts and his black socks, mowing the yard, smoking a cigarette. Yeah, that's how my grandfather used to mow the yard. Trying to keep the line straight. You know, and his, my grandmother would be like, "Ernest, it's crooked. It's crooked." She wanted them straight. When Sanders speaks, I don't know how you feel, but I get like a sense of desperation. We've got to do this. We've got to do this now. If it doesn't work, we're going to give it away for free. It could be free. And you're like, whoo. I mean, I just feel like I get paranoid, like probably like one of them druggies, you know, looking around like, who's going to do it? Where's it going to come from? Am I going to get hit with something free? Throwing Dunkin' Donuts at me. Bam. I just feel this sense of desperation. I really do. I mean, and Sanders has his own issues. He caved on his only real shot to be president. And instead of defeating Hillary Clinton, you know, he caved and took the money. Yeah, so that's not playing. Millionaire Bernie isn't playing that well these days. The socialist. He doesn't sell as well as poor man Bernie. And that's Bernie's problem. But he's got some angles. So he's working angles. So here's Bernie's deal. Because Joe Biden, if he's elected, he's going to cure cancer. Bernie says he's going to flip the Supreme Court. He's going to make it a roving thing or something. He says, I don't believe in packing the court. We've got a terrible 5-4 majority in the conservative court now. But I do believe constitutionally we have the power to rotate judges to other courts and bring in new blood. So he believes he's going to look, he's re-looked at the Constitution and he's going to rotate the judges so this 5-4 doesn't work. Well, what's Bernie going to say when it's 6-3? And for the record, it isn't 5-4 because Roberts is not a conservative. Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, picked by George W. Bush, sucks on ice. But yeah, so anyway, Bernie's wanting to make the court different. Could Sanders get his wish? He's got to win first, right? And that's not going to happen. Desperately mediocre people, radicals all, vying for the spotlight. The clips that I saw, that's what it was. They were talking over each other. All of them wanting to get a word in edgewise. And when they finally got the word in, what was it? Something radical. Something so anti-American. Hey, should we give health care to illegals? Every hand. Yeah, let's do that. That sounds like something we would... That's what the American people want, is to give something to a bunch of people who have stolen their way into our country and steal our resources. Let's give them even more. So they want them to have free health care, but what are you going to do? Well, you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for yours. Oh, and you get the bonus of paying for theirs. And the Democrats believe that's what's going to get them elected, because they live in a bubble and they believe in that bubble that there's somebody out there going, hey, why can't we just give everybody stuff for free? They think you're crazy, because you would have to be crazy to want that. Free gifts for everybody. I don't know how they think that's going to play in regular America. Free college, free health care, free child care, free welfare. You get the picture. As I said earlier, pay for gambling debts. Pay for people's bad investments. Oh, man. And Sanders wants to rotate the court. Why? So those judges will support his lame brain ideas. Democrats are playing a Ponzi scheme on America. Reparations for blacks that are never going to come, at least not in the form promised. Short break. Back to talk about how these Democrats just screwed the pooch. This was ugly.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So Joe Biden gets knocked out of the saddle over the issue of race by Kamala Harris, but that, I mean, you can say it improves her things and her chances a bit, and we'll get into that a little bit later in the broadcast, but I mean, the Democrats are, it's not going to improve. About the only good thing that will inevitably happen in the field of Democrats is that it's going to narrow of these misfits and scoundrels, and it'll leave a handful, and ultimately that will lead to a single person that I told you is not going to be Joe Biden. I will tell you also, I don't think it's going to be Bernie Sanders. So, which of these hapless clowns would you choose? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. By the way, this isn't a partisan to me. If you said to me, Kevin, here are the candidates, and you threw Donald Trump in there, and you just said, here are the candidates, in order of, you know, the best one, who would you pick? Trump? 100%. I wouldn't even waste 1% on the rest of the candidates. That's the truth. It has nothing to do with partisanship. It has to do with me having a brain and going, here's a guy who's delivered on his promises in spite of being under the most vicious attack, an attempted coup by the very government that he runs. And then there's a bunch of hapless clowns, as I've described them. And by the way, I'm being nice in saying that. There's them, and there's not a single candidate. I put a gun to you. If you don't know who you would pick, I'm talking about you as a listener of the Kevin Jackson Show. Who would you pick? If somebody said, Kevin, pick one of those Democrats to lead America, who would you pick? I would probably tell you, I know this will surprise you, I'd probably pick Yang, because at least he has some fiscal sense. He's run businesses, and he's still lefty, but some of the things he says actually make sense. I want you to understand, I would pick a dude that isn't even polling at 1% over all the other, you know, credentialed people that are the Democratic Party. But I would tell you, this is tough to do. I've been asked this question on multiple media outlets, and I'm not sure if I were in the Democrats' concrete-filled fishing boots, a.k.a. shoes, I just don't know who I would pick. Like I said, put a gun to my head, I might say Yang. Anyway, Bert Stevens wrote an op-ed in the New York Times, and he explained the Democrats' glaring problems, and here's what he says. Amigos Demócratas, si ustedes siguen así, van a perder las elecciones y lo merecerán. Anyway, here's the translation. Democratic friends, if you go on like this, you're going to lose elections, and you will deserve it. Now, he's appealing, apparently, by starting his article out in Spanish. He's saying, what are you doing speaking Spanish, O'Rourke and Booker, or what they call Spanglish, or he's referencing the Democrats' appeal to illegals. He's going, what's going on? So anyway, here's what he says. In the week's Democrats' debates, it wasn't just individual candidates who presented themselves to the public. It was the party itself. What conclusions should ordinary people draw about what Democrats stand for, other than a thunderous repudiation of Donald Trump and how they see America, other than as a land of unscrupulous profiteers and hapless victims? Here's what. A party that makes too many Americans feel like strangers in their own country. A party that puts more of its faith and invests most of its efforts in them instead of us. They speak Spanish. We don't. They are not U.S. citizens or legal residents. We are. They broke rules to get into this country. We didn't. They pay few or no taxes. We already paid most of the taxes. Though they willingly got themselves into debt. We're asked to write it off. They don't pay premiums for health insurance. We're supposed to give up ours in exchange for some VA-type nightmare. They didn't start enterprises that create employment and drive innovation. We're expected to join candidates in demonizing job creators and breaking up their businesses and taxing them to the hilt. So who are they? They represent every freeloader in this country. Meanwhile, we are left holding the bag. And as Stevens suggested, that is the gist of the Democrats' message. He went on to describe Maryland's John Delaney and Colorado's John Hickenlooper as square dancers at a rave. I don't know. Again, I don't know if you watched this debate. I didn't. I only watched clips. But this guy nails it. Promising access to health insurance for north of 11 million undocumented immigrants at a time when there is a migration crisis at the southern border. Every candidate raised their hands for that one. He says, probably the best moment for the Trump campaign ever. Can you imagine Trump taking that clip and saying, hey, America, one of us cares about you, the other cares about freeloaders. Call them whatever you want. And Trump is not going to apologize for this. But do I really need to go on, folks? That is a campaign Trump commercial 1.0. Easy. So the question I was asking myself is, what can Democrats do to recover from a disastrous debate? And if you think I'm lying, look it up. Say Democrat debate and look at what all the rags are talking. They're saying, oh, it's horrible. This is terrible. Democrat, horrible, horrible, terrible. So now what can they do? Are they going to flip-flop? Are they going to moonwalk it back? Yeah, what are they going to do? Hit hardest was the Democrat front-runner, Joe Biden. And I told you guys, I predicted this. And when I'm talking about hit harder, I'm talking about the post-debate stuff. Biden couldn't recover. When Kamala Harris started asking about his racist, that legislation was misinterpreted. That is not the answer you should give when you're confronted with racism. Biden has not prepared well. And let me tell you why. It's real simple. I talked to you guys about the fight game. See, when you're going to go into a fight, you bring in sparring partners. And you hire sparring partners and you want the best people out there. You want people that, quite frankly, you might eventually have to fight. And so they bring in these sparring partners and they bring them in based on your opponent. So they get people in that fight in the style of your opponent. And then you go at it. And they want the guy to give you all you can take. Because when you get in with your real opponent, let's say you're going to go fight for a title and that's the guy. So and they're going to fight for a title against Donald Trump. You want somebody that's like Trump that you can debate. Biden's never had that. No Democrat has anybody close to Donald Trump to debate. So here's what they all say. I'm the one that's most ready to debate Donald Trump because I'm a real person. I know how to fight against a guy like Trump. And yet, they can't even fight against themselves. They can't even beat themselves. O'Rourke said that. Michael Avenatti said that. You remember that? He's not even in the mix. Many of them. Oh, I know how to handle Trump. I know. Joe Biden got it easy. He was the Jeb Bush. He declared he got a lot of initial money. Because that's what people do. And let me tell you something. People know Biden can be bought. So all these people bucked up. They gave him $20-something million, whatever. But you know what's happened since then? Biden's numbers have fallen. I'm telling you this. His numbers have gone way down. He can't fundraise. Biden has no sustained fundraising effort. There's no energy behind his campaign. There's no youth movement supporting him. Biden is backed by old money Democrats who just figure he'll run on his muscle memory of VP. And the first thing out of the block that happens is he gets attacked as being a racist, even though he served under a black man. I want you to understand that the Democrats were waiting on this. That's why I told you. I said, you can't have competing ideologies. Yes, Biden served under a black man, but he supported segregationists. And there's so many ironies here because Biden should say, how in the heck can you guys think I'm a racist when I served under a black man? But he can't say that because it'll sound like he's demeaning the black man. You follow me? Because that'll sound, I served under a black man. That's as low as you can go right there. I love when they put themselves on a rock and a hard place. Then he thought it would be off limits because he's a Democrat. He's gotten a pass all this time, right? No, can't get a pass. He can't say, I glad-handed with him because they can't go after Trump with that because Biden's worse than Trump. So that's why I keep telling you guys, I'm not looking at this on the surface. I'm looking at this going, they can't do it. You can't have a segregationist and then try to call Trump a racist. You can't have a guy that's palling around with the likes of Eastland and Stennis and the Durbin and, you know, all these guys. I forget the guys, you know what I'm talking about, though. So you can't do it. But there's more to the story. And the fallout from this is not just going to hurt Biden. It's hurting the Democrats as a whole. Because he really, on paper, is the guy who should be the guy. Because he was former VP. More we get.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.